圣经说，六日我们要劳碌做工。
The Bible tells us that 6 days we labor.
那第七天要安息。
On the seventh we rest.
所以安息日是一种恩典。
So the Sabbath day is a day of grace and blessing.
在主耶稣的恩典之下就能得享安息。
Under the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we can enjoy rest.
不只是肉体的安息。
Not only physical rest.
在安息日，我们可以把一切的忧虑重担卸给神。
But on the Sabbath day, we can put down all of our burdens and our cares.
是我们用心灵跟诚实来敬拜天上的神。
And with spirit and in truth, we can worship our true Father in heaven.
当神与我们同在，我们就经历到安息日的平安与喜乐。
And when God's presence is with us, we can experience the joy and the peace of the Sabbath day.
神是看不见的，
God is invisible.
但是神与我们同在是可以体验得到的。
But we can experience God's presence with us.
所以在安息圣日，我们预备心来敬拜神。
And so on this Sabbath day, let us prepare our hearts to worship the Lord.
那今天也是我们在网上的灵恩会的开始。
And today is also the beginning of our spiritual convocation online.
我们也求神带领我们虽然每个人在自己的家庭里面，我们能够一起来追求信仰的成长。
And we thank the Lord that even though we are separately in our own homes today, we can worship together and grow in the Lord.
这也是一种恩典。
This is also a kind of grace.
在地上能够敬拜天上那荣耀的神。
To be able to worship the glorious Lord of heavens and earth on this earth.
我们一个蒙恩的人能够来敬拜一个圣洁无罪的神。
That we who receive this grace are able to worship this God.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主耶稣带领我们今天的聚会。
And so we are now going to pray together to ask the Lord to guide our service today.
愿神的话成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光，
May His word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
带领我们前面的道路，
May He guide our footsteps
走在神喜悦的路上。
so that we can walk on the path that is pleasing to Him.
我们现在一起来祷告。
We're now going to kneel down and pray together.
时间到我就摇铃。
And I will ring the bell to conclude the prayer.
大概5分钟。
It will be about 5 minutes.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together.
愿大家平安。
Peace to all of you.
在这一次灵恩会我想用几节的时间跟大家一起来学习信仰的价值。
So during this spiritual convocation, I would like to use a few sessions to study this topic, the value of faith.
这个题目确实跟我们每一个人息息相关。
And this is a topic that relates to all of us.
为什么？
Why?
因为在天地当中有一个神。
Because in this world there is a God.
但是世界上人却有两种的生活态度。
But there are two kinds of attitude that people in this world have towards life.
第一个就是相信有神。
The first is they believe that there is a God.
过着以神为中心的生活。
And they lead a God-centered life.
那第二个就是，我不信有神。
And the second kind of attitude does not believe that there is a God.
或者说，虽然有神，我还是以自我为中心来过我的生活。
Or even though they may acknowledge that God exists, they lead a self-centered life.
那这两种的生活态度到底有什么不同？
And what is the difference between these two kinds of attitudes?
那不同就是信仰的价值。
The difference is the value that people place on faith.
如果信与不信是一样的。
If it is the same whether you believe or not,
那信仰的价值就不是很明显。
Then the value of faith is not apparent.
如果信跟不信是不一样的。
But if there is a difference between those who believe and those who do not,
而且这个不一样是非常大的。
And this is a very big difference.
那信仰的价值就是非常的大。
Then the value of faith is then indeed very great.
我想用诗篇九十篇跟大家一起来学习这个主题。
And so today I would like to study the Psalm number 90 together.
诗篇九十篇是摩西所写的。
Psalm 90 was written by Moses.
我们看摩西这一个人活了120岁。
And when we look at Moses, he lived for 120 years.
所以他活得比我们每一个人都还长。
So he lived a life longer than any of us.
我们再看他的人生经历。
When we look at the experience that he had in his life.
他在王宫住了40年。
He lived for 40 years in a palace.
他做牧羊人再做40年。
And then he lived as a shepherd for 40 years.
最后他在西乃旷野也走了40年。
And then finally he walked for 40 years in the wilderness of Sinai.
所以他的人生经历是非常的不同。
So he had very different experiences in his life.
圣经说他不但曾跟法老面对面讲话，他也跟神面对面讲话。
And according to what the Bible records, not only did Moses speak face to face with Pharaoh, he also spoke face to face with God.
那这样的一个人，在属灵上、属事上都很有经验的人他怎么来看人生？
And so how did such a man who had so much worldly experience and spiritual experience look upon life?
所以在诗篇九十篇，我们可以看到他对人生的描写这是非常的不同。
And we can see in Psalm 90 that he had a very distinctive description of life.
而且他的一生就是代表我们信仰的旅程的一个模范。
And he described life as a journey.
我们现在看诗篇九十篇的第十节。
And so let us now read Psalm 90, verse 10.
诗篇九十篇的第十节。
Psalm 90, verse 10.
请读。
The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow.For it is soon cut off, and we fly away.
这个地方讲一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮是八十岁。
So it says here that duration of our life may be 70 years, or if by reason of strength, 80.
当我们想到旅程这包括两件事情。
When we think of a journey, it includes two things.
第一个是最后的目的地是在哪里
？The first is what is the ultimate destination.
那第二个是从现在怎么达到那个目的地
？And the second is how do you reach that destination?
在这个世界上，一般的旅程都是用几公里、几英里来计算。
And so in this world, we often calculate our journey by miles or by kilometers.
比方说从北加州开到南加州大概350 miles.
So for example, it is about 350 miles drive from Northern California to Southern California.
但是有时候距离比较远就用时间来算好像从这里到纽约大概搭飞机五个钟头。
But when over a longer distance, we may think of it in terms of time. So, if, for example, it takes about 5 hours to fly from California to New York.
但是人生这个旅程就是用时间来算，大概是七十岁跟八十岁。
So, when we look upon a life, we may calculate it as being about 70 years duration.
所以这一段时间就是一个旅程。
This time period is a journey.
好，那我们对信仰这个旅程可以从两个层面来了解。
And we can understand our journey of our spiritual journey in terms of two aspects.
第一个，我是一个人。
Firstly, I am a human.
所以我要跟每一个人一样过七八十年的生活。
So as a human, I will live about 70 or 80 years as other humans do.
第二个，我是一个敬拜神的人。
The second is that I worship God.
所以我要用七八十年的时间来过一个敬拜神的生活。
So as a person who worships God, I will spend about 70 or 80 years worshiping God.
那我们就看这两种的生活层面。到底有什么不同?
And what is the difference between these two aspects of life?
这个不同就是信仰的价值。
The difference, and within the difference lies the value of faith.
好，那我们先来看摩西怎么对人生一个描写。
And so let us now look at how Moses describes our life.
如果我们从诗篇的九十篇第三节一直读到第八节。
If we read from Psalm 90, verses 3 through verse 8,
我们就可以看到每一节前面都有说你，还有我们。
In each verse, we see he addresses you, and then he speaks of us.
这个你就是看不见的那一位神。
You refers to the God we cannot see.
这个我们就是世界上每一个人。
Us refers to everyone on this world, on this earth.
所以发生在我们每一个人的身上，包括没有信仰的人，其实都是在神的掌控之中。
So everything that happens to us, to everyone in this world, is within the control of God.
只是因为我们没有看到它，所以我们就把它想说这是自然的。
It is only because we cannot see God that people think this is a natural occurrence.
其实圣经讲不是自然，这是神在掌控的结果。
Actually, it is not a natural thing. It is because it is within the control of God.
好，那第三节请读。
Let us read verse 3. You turn man to destruction and say, Return, O children of men.
这个第三节先把旅程的终点讲得很清楚。
In verse 3, it states very clearly what the destination is.
英文说 destruction, 但是中文把它翻译就归为尘土。
In this version, it translates it as destruction, but in Chinese, it says we return to dust.
因为人是泥土造的。
Because humans are created of dust.
所以这个身体是物质的。
And so we have a physical body.
所以有一天我们要进到毁坏就是身体毁烂归于尘土。
And eventually this body will decay and we will return to dust.
所以第三节就告诉我们，我们做一个人，每一个人都一样，到最后一定是归于尘土。
And so verse 3 tells us that as humans, all of us have this common end, which is we will return to dust.
这个不是神造人当初的目的。
This was not the original intention of God.
这是因为人离开神的结果。
It is rather the result of man leaving God.
所以对每一个人来讲，我们人生最后的终点是一样的。
And so for every one of us, we share a common destination.
所以我们到牧场里面去看，你只要看那个墓碑有的老，有的少那有的很有成就，有的没有成就，到最后都一样。
And when you walk within a cemetery, you will see that there are young and old buried there. Some are successful and some are not.
所以就有一种生活态度，既然我们会死，所以要把握 活着每一天活着快乐。
And so there is an attitude that because we will all one day die, let us all live a joyful life.
这是现在大部分的生活的一个 理念。
And this is a common attitude people have today.
因为我们会死，所以今天要活得快乐。
Since we will one day die, let us all live happily.
那这样活的几十年到底是怎么一回事？
And then, so what ultimately is the end after living for decades?
我们看第四节。
Let us read verse 4. For a thousand years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night.
在神看起来一千年好像昨天。
So in God's sight,A thousand years are like yesterday.
这个代表什么？
What does this mean?
圣经最老的一个人活了969岁。
The oldest man recorded in the Bible lived 966 years.
我们现在连十分之一都达不到。
And for most of us, we will not even live a tenth of that.
但是虽然一千年在神看起来好像一天。
And yet here it says that in God's eyes, a thousand years are like a day.
因为第二节讲从亘古到永远你是神。
Because it says in verse 2, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
从无穷尽的过去到无穷尽的未来，神是存在的。
From the eternal past to the eternal future, God exists.
所以活着很老的人，即使一千年，在神看起来好像一天。
So even for a person who lives a very long life, it seems like just a day in God's eyes.
如果一千年是一天，那一更就是三个小时。我们八九十岁好像三个小时一样。
And so if a thousand years are like a day, a person's life may be only like 3 hours.
也就是说，人活得实在是很短。
So this is all to say that a person's life is indeed very short.
那在这么短的人生，到底里面充满着什么？
And so in this short life, what is there?
如果我们看第五节。
Let us read verse 5.
请读。
Psalm 90 verse 5. You carry them away like a flood. They are like a sleep. In the morning, they are like grass which grows up.
这个第五节用三件事情来描写人生。
There are three things here that are used to describe life.
第一件事情，他们好像水冲去。
The first is like a flood.
这个是什么意思？
What does this mean?
如果我们到尼加瓜瀑布，你看千万加仑的水一冲下去，它就不再回来。
If you ever visit Niagara Falls, you'll see thousands of gallons of water that rush down and are carried away.
它是挡不住的。
You cannot stop them.
如果今年我们是四十岁
，And today, if we are 40 years old,
那四十年已经过去了。
40 years have already passed.
好像水冲去，它不再回来。
Like water that has rushed away, it will never be. We cannot call it back.
所以人生没有第二次的机会。
So we do not have a second chance.
它过去就过去了。
Once life passes, it is gone.
它不再回来。
It will not come back.
因此我们对人生需要有很仔细的思想。
And so we must have very close reflection upon our life.
需要有智慧看得很清楚。
And you must have the wisdom to look at it very carefully.
我们才会活得有一个很有正确的生活观念。
And only then can we have a very correct attitude toward our life.
那接下去他们如睡一觉。
And secondly, it says that they are like asleep.
那这个到底在讲什么？
And what does this say?
睡觉跟做梦是连在一起的。
Sleeping and dreaming are linked together.
我们大家都有做梦的经验。
We have all experienced dreams.
有时候梦到很美好的事情。
Sometimes we think of or dream of very wonderful things.
我梦见我被一个很大的公司来雇请，有很高的薪水。
And perhaps we dream that we are working in a very big company with a large salary.
但是梦醒了我今天又要去上班了。
But when we wake up from the dream, alas, we have to face another day of work.
所以我们有很多的理想。
We may have very many ideals.
那个理想到最后只是梦。
But these ideals in the end are just dreams.
我们一生的理想真的能够实现实在是不多。
There are few ideals that can come to realization in our life.
所以我们本身没有办法掌控我们的梦是不是能够实现。
And so we cannot control whether we fulfill our dreams.
所以活得越久，我越发现自己是有限的。
And so the longer we live, the more we realize that we are limited.
好，那到第五节的下半句。
The last part of verse 5,
还有第六节,
and also verse 6,
就在讲人生如草如花。
It says that our life is like grass or like flowers.
这个到底在说什么?
And what does this mean?
我们知道花会开。
And we know that flowers bloom.
一个正在开的花非常的吸引人。
And when a flower is in the middle of blooming, it is very attractive.
比方说现在春天到了。
And today, now that spring has arrived,
我们到处去看，哇，不同颜色的花。
We can see many different colors in flowers around us.
真的，我们感觉到神创造的奇妙跟伟大。
And this tells us of the marvelous creation of God.
那我们仔细看我们家里面的人。
And when we look at the people in our families,
或者我们周围的人,
or the people around us,
真的好像草，好像花。
Indeed, they are like flowers.
他们正在成长，他们达到人生的巅峰。
As they are growing and they reach the peak of their life.
在这个时候，人真的觉得活得很好。
It seems that indeed life is wonderful.
因为像草像花，这有什么不好？
Like, is there anything bad to being like grass or like flowers?
它吸引人，它有价值。
They are attractive, they are of value.
但是到了第六节。
But in verse 6,
早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。
We read, in the morning it flourishes and grows up, in the evening it is cut down and withers.
我们人生的价值会消失。
And this tells us that eventually the value of our life diminishes.
当我们达到人生的巅峰，我们就开始往下降。
Once we have reached the peak of our life, eventually we will descend.
当太阳升到日正当中，它就开始往下沉。
Once the sun reaches its zenith, it will eventually lower in the sky.
所以我们人的价值会逐渐消失。
And so the value of our life will also diminish.
这个也是挡不住的。
And this is something that we cannot stop.
到最后就凋谢了。
Eventually, a flower will fade.
所以圣经说，已过的世代没人纪念，将来的世代也没有人纪念。
And so the Bible tells us that the past is not remembered, and the future will not be remembered.
我们会被忘记的。
And so we will be forgotten.
我们会从历史被擦掉。
We will be erased from history.
但是人生还有一件事情我们如果没有信仰，我们可能完全不知道。
And yet there is another matter that we may not know if we do not believe.
就是第八节。
That is verse 8.
神将我们的罪摆在我们面前。
It says that God has set our iniquities before him.
所以在神的面前我们不管怎么享受我们的生活，这个罪的问题是没有办法解决的。
So however we lead our lives before God, our sins cannot be resolved.
那生活当中很多不好的事情，负面的事情发生，常常跟罪有关。
And so there are many negative things that happen in our lives because of sin.
因此我们人活在世界上如果没有神。
So if we live in this world without God,
不但最后一点是归回尘土，而且在这个过程当中，就刚刚像刚刚所描写的，会上去，会下来。
Not only is our ultimate destination to return to dust, we our life will be like this ride up and then down.
那这样我要怎么办呢？
So what can we do?
那这个就是信仰的开始。
This then is the beginning of faith.
所以当我们对人生有更清楚的了解，就是信仰的开始。
Once we have a clearer understanding of human life, we begin to have faith.
好，那信仰的旅程又是怎么不同呢？
And so how is this journey of faith different?
好，我们现在来看出埃及记。
Let us turn to the book of Exodus.
出埃及记第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记的第三章。
Exodus chapter
3. 第三章的第八节。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 8.
请读。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 8. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites.
这个地方神告诉摩西。
This is what God said to Moses.
我要救他们脱离埃及人的手。
I will deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians.
就是住在埃及的这些神的选民。
He was going to deliver the people that lived in the land of Egypt.
所以要脱离埃及人的手。
To deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians.
然后领他们出那地到流奶与蜜宽阔之地。
And then to bring this people out from that land to a good and large land flowing with milk and honey.
所以从埃及出来进到流奶与蜜之地，这一个过程就是信仰的旅程。
To leave the land of Egypt and enter this land flowing with milk and honey,is a description of this journey of faith.
当然在几千年前这是犹太人的一个过程。
Of course, several thousand years ago, this was the journey that the people of Israel took.
今天如果我们选择相信有神。
But today, if we decide to believe in God,
过一个信仰的生活。
And if we decide to lead a life of faith,
这个就是我们信仰的旅程。
This is our journey.
圣经里面埃及代表什么？
What does Egypt represent in the Bible?
这个世界。
It represents the world.
埃及的王是法老。
The king of Egypt was Pharaoh.
这个世界的王是魔鬼。
The king of this world is Satan.
所以神的百姓在埃及，如果我们看第七节是在受很多的痛苦。
And so we can see that the people of God were oppressed in Egypt.
而且在那里当奴隶也没有盼望。
And as slaves in the land, they had no hope.
最后要死在埃及。
Eventually, they would die there.
所以神要摩西把他们救出来。
And so, by the hand of Moses, God was going to deliver them.
信仰这个旅程的开始是从哪里开始？
And so, when does this journey of faith begin?
如果我们看哥林多前书第十章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第一节、第二节，请。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 1 and 2. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware.That all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea. Verse 2. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
这个第二节他们在云里还是受洗归了摩西。
It says here that they were under the cloud and under the sea, then they were baptized into Moses.
从以色列百姓跨过红海，这个是离开埃及的一个分界线。
And so, by passing through the Red Sea, this was they passed over the boundary from the land of Egypt.
啊，我们受洗的那个时刻。
When we are baptized,
宝血洁净我们的罪，所以我们脱离魔鬼的掌管。
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ washes away our sins, and we are no longer under the control of the devil.
啊，所以受洗就是信仰旅程的开始。
So baptism is the beginning of this journey of faith.
啊，因此这里讲受洗归的摩西，因为在摩西的带领。
And it says here that they were baptized into Moses because they were under the lead of Moses.
所以为什么要出埃及？
So why did they need to leave Egypt?
因为要进到流奶与蜜之地。
Because
这是旅程的终点。
The destination that they were journeying to was the land of milk and honey.
我们每一个人信耶稣的入门不太一样。
Each of us enters into our belief of the Lord Jesus differently.
有的老年人去参加我们教会的丧礼，觉得非常的好，所以他来信耶稣。
There are some elderly people who believe in Jesus after attending a funeral, and they are touched.
有的遇到很大的困难来寻找主祷告结果他信了耶稣。
And there are others who believe in Jesus after they have experienced trials or suffering, and they come to the Lord for help.
那有的看到主耶稣在我们朋友身上的大的作为所以我们相信有神，就来信耶稣。
And others have witnessed the wonderful works of the Lord Jesus upon their friend's life, and they come to believe.
所以信仰的入门每个人不一样。
And so each of us enters into faith differently.
但是我们需要有一个了解，在我们受洗的那一个时刻，我们最后的目的是哪里？是迦南地。
But we must recognize that after we are baptized, what our ultimate destination is.
就是流奶与蜜之地。
It is the land that is flowing with milk and honey.
所以信仰的旅程终点就是流奶与蜜之地。
And so the destination of our journey of faith is this land of milk and honey.
那是什么地方？
And where is this place?
我们看约翰福音十四章。
Let us turn to the book of John, chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章第二节第三节。
John, chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you.
第三节。
Verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
这个地方主耶稣说，我去是为你们预备地方。
Here the Lord Jesus says that I go to prepare a place for you.
然后我要再来。
And I will come again.
主耶稣要第二次再来。
Jesus will come a second time.
这个就是世界的末日。
And that is the end of this world.
那他再来要做什么？
And when he comes again, what will he do?
接你们到我那里去。
He will receive us to him.
所以接我们到父的家里去。
He will receive us into the Father's house.
所以我们有时候常常在想人生的集中追求是什么。
And so we may consider, what is our final goal?
我们每一个阶段都有他努力的目标。
In every stage of our life, we have a goal that we are striving towards.
大概到差不多22岁我们的目标就是受最好的教育。
And until the age of 22, that goal may be to receive the best education.
再来就是我们的职业生活。
And then after that, we are occupied with work or our careers.
再来就是我们的家庭生活。
And then our family life.
差不多到65岁就退休。
And at the age of about 65, we retire.
好，那我们把这个几个阶段加在起来，到底我来这个世界走了一趟是要什么目的？
And so when we connect these stages together, let us consider what is the ultimate goal of our life.
好，所以我们到了退休以后，越往前走就觉得越孤单。
And after retirement, it seems that our path forward becomes more and more lonely.
啊，因为我们的家人、我们的朋友好像一个一个都不见了。
Because it seems that our family members or our friends gradually disappear.
那我再往前走，我要去哪里？
And where will I go as I go forward?
真的就是回到尘土吗？
Is it really to return to dust?
如果是这样，我真的是不甘心了。
And if this is the case, then I am unwilling to walk forward.
但是主耶稣来，他说要带我们回到父那里去。
But the Lord Jesus came and he said to us that I go to the Father.
也就是要带我们回到神那个地方去，就是天国。
And he goes to bring us back to the Father, which is the heavenly kingdom.
这个就是人生的集中追求。
And this is the final goal that we pursue.
啊，那是好的无比的。
And this is wonderful beyond our imagination.
啊，所以保罗去过第三层天。
Paul has had experienced going to the third heaven.
啊，他对他的一生有很大的改变。
And he had transformed his life.
啊，他看世界如粪土。
He saw his life as refuse.
啊，不是世界没有价值。
It is not that this world has no value.
是天国太好了。
But rather that the heavenly kingdom is better beyond compare.
我们有一个姐妹啊，她的先生啊，来教会牧道一段时间受洗。
There was a sister who came to this to our church and then was baptized.
啊，后来发现身上啊有癌症。
And then later she discovered that she had cancer.
哦，那在她生命的最后一段时间。
And in the final stage of her life.
她的太太一直带领她在信仰上追求。
I'm sorry, this husband of this sister had discovered that he had cancer, but his wife had continued to lead him in faith.
啊，那有一次他在祷告当中啊，就主耶稣带他到天国。
And so once in his prayer, the Lord Jesus brought him to heaven.
哦，那在他生病之前啊，他买了一部非常好名贵的车子。
And previously in his life, he had bought a very expensive car.
哦，那他看到天国以后，回来告诉他太太说，把那个废铁处理掉。
But once he had seen heaven, he after this prayer, he said to his wife, "Get rid of that piece of junk."
啊，为什么花这么多的钱，现在变成废铁
？Why did this very expensive automobile become a piece of junk?
啊，因为天国太好了。
Because heaven was too wonderful.
你看到天国，那我们人生的最后一点，我们就不会留恋世界。
Once we have seen heaven, we will not regret this world.
啊，所以
leaving this world.
信仰是一个旅程。
And so, faith is like a journey.
最后一点就是要回到我们的父，我们所拜的神那个，与他同在。
Our ultimate destination is to return to God and to be with Him.
这个叫做人生的集中追求。
This is our ultimate goal.
这个就是信仰的价值。
And this is the value of faith.
啊，圣经说这叫活泼盼望。
The Bible tells us of a living hope.
啊，所有的盼望都会消失。
All hopes will fade.
啊，只有一个不会消失。
There is only one hope which will never fade.
就是我们到达我们人生的终点。
And this is to reach our final destination.
啊，与永远在那个地方。
And to live there eternally.
那这条路是什么？
And what is the path of this journey?
我们回来看约翰福音十四章。
Let us turn back to John chapter 14.
第六节。
Verse
6. 十四章第六节。
John chapter 14, verse 6.
请读。
Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣说，我就是道路。
Jesus said, I am the way.
所以从我们这里要到人生的最后的终点，那一条路就是耶稣基督本身。
And so for us to reach our final destination, we must walk the way, which is Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣怎么做我们的道路呢？
How can Jesus Christ become the way?
下面说，我就是真理。
He then says, I am the truth.
如果我们照着主耶稣讲的话去做，我们就走在这一条路上。
If we follow and obey the words that Jesus Christ speaks, then we are walking on this way.
那一直走到最后就是永生。
And as we walk on this way, we will ultimately reach the end.
没有第二条路。
There is no other way.
只有主耶稣这一条路。
There is only the way of the Lord Jesus.
那这一条路好不好走呢？
Is this way an easy road to walk?
我们现在看民数记三十二章。
Let us turn to the book of Numbers.
民数记的三十二章十一节。
Numbers chapter 32, verse 11.
Yeah.
Numbers chapter 32, verse 11. Surely none of the men who came up from Egypt, from 20 years old and above, shall see the land of which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me.
12.
Verse 12. Except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord.
这里把出埃及的这一群人分作两种。
So the crowd of people who left Egypt were divided into two types.
一种叫做专心跟从我。
The first type were those who wholly followed the Lord.
第二种人叫做没有专心跟从我。
And the second were those who did not wholly follow the Lord.
所以没有专心跟从神就达不到应许之地。
And so those who did not completely follow the Lord were unable to reach the destination.
所以在十一节讲，20岁以上的真的进到迦南地只有两个。
So of those who were 20 years old and above, there were only two who could enter the land.
就是加勒跟约书亚。
And they were Caleb and Joshua.
但他可以进去就是专心跟从。
The reason why they were able to enter was because they were completely following the Lord.
所以这一条路不好走。
This road, this way is not an easy one.
但是一定可以走完。
But we can complete it.
一定，但是有一个重要的预备。
But we must be prepared.
就是要专心跟从主。
And we must, that is that we must be prepared to completely or to wholly follow the Lord.
什么叫做专心跟从主？
What does it mean to completely or wholly follow the Lord?
就是你眼睛的焦点要对准主耶稣。
That is that your eyes must be set on the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这样来生活。
To live your life that way.
我们就可以走到底。
Only then can we reach the end of our journey.
世界的生活有太多吸引我们。
There are too many things that can attract us in this world.
所以在诗篇106篇有好多的因素他们没有办法走完旷野路。
And so in Psalm 106, it describes that there were many reasons why the people were not able to complete their journey.
有一个因素就是欲望太多。
One of the reasons was that they had too many desires.
能够饮食饱足，满心喜乐，这是神的恩典。
To be able to eat and drink and be merry is a blessing from God.
但是如果生活的享受变成我们的焦点，那这一条路就很难走下去。
But if the pleasures of life consume us, then we cannot complete our journey.
那第二个就是人。
And then secondly, there were people.
我们要眼睛看耶稣，如果看周围的人，我们就走不下去。
We must set our sights on the Lord Jesus Christ. If we instead look upon other people around us, then it is very difficult to complete this journey.
第三个就是不能有偶像。
And then thirdly, we cannot have idols.
要专心仰望主耶稣，他才是真神。
We must fully and wholly, wholeheartedly follow the Lord Jesus.
没有一个人，没有一件事情能够在我心里取代神的地位。
There cannot be a second thing that substitutes the Lord Jesus in our hearts.
那专心跟从，我们就可以到达目的地。
Only if we wholeheartedly follow the Lord can we complete this journey.
摩西死了，神埋葬他。
When Moses died, he was buried by the Lord.
好像摩西也归回尘土。
It seemed as though Moses returned to dust.
但是主耶稣在遍茂山上。
But when
摩西以利亚跟他一起显现。
When Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration, Elijah and Moses appeared to him.
结果摩西没有死。
Moses was not dead.
他还在神的国里面还活着。
He was alive in the kingdom of God, and he was full of light and was able to show himself to the Lord Jesus. This is the value of faith.
所以我们是选择像摩西追求王宫，还是像摩西一样追求那流奶与蜜之地呢？
So do we choose to pursue the palace that Moses lived in, or do we pursue to be transfigured as Moses was?
我们每一个人需要思想，做我们自己的决定。
We must closely consider and make the right decision.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
429首。
429。
我们最后要来祷告。
We are now going to conclude with a prayer.
求主加添我们力量。
May the Lord strengthen us.
让我们在信仰的旅程往前迈进。
So that we can pursue and continue forward in this journey of faith.
求主帮助我们能够专心跟从他。
May he help us to wholeheartedly follow him.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we are going to pray together.